The Cabinet will meet this afternoon to discuss what restrictions it should ease or lift in the coming weeks. Its powerful subcommittee met last night after receiving a briefing from NPHET, which met for around 7 hours yesterday. We can talk now to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane, and our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers. So, Micheál, what recommendation do we know that the subcommittee made to the full Cabinet following that NPHET meeting?
Yeah, it seems like in line with NPHET advice and after fairly lengthy talks in that committee last night, that a recommendation will go to Cabinet later that would allow for travel within counties to begin again at some time in the middle of April. That seems one of the key recommendations. And also, perhaps more in the latter part or in the second half of April then, that you could see more outdoor activities, including sport, which would be a return to children's training, outdoor in sports, also GA senior county training that would return along with tennis and golf, that perhaps in the second half of April, as well as that construction, which has been identified as a priority. Those who are building homes could be a group of construction workers that could return to work as well. That also in mid-April. It seems that most things that are any changes, and they are being regarded still as relatively minor, that they would take place at the same time or perhaps after, when the schools are set to return. That is all students getting back to the classroom at primary and secondary level on the 12th of April.
Right. So if anyone was expecting any changes from April the 5th, which was the date that we were given last month, there's not going to be anything at that particular point.
It appears, following the consideration of ministers last night, that things are going to take a little longer than that. Those changes that have been spoken about, and that is as a result of the NPHET advice, really, identifying once again, and that is a government priority too, the return of students to the classrooms on the 12th as being key. And also the fact that when it comes to changes, that more people do need to be vaccinated and not many risks can be taken in the period ahead. And that's something that government concurred with. Generally, the views of NPHET were described as extremely cautious and government-minded to take a step-by-step approach. And it seems this will be the approach throughout the month of April and a review possibly at the end of April or early May. But given that there are changes, and these changes from mid-April onwards are going to take place on a week-by-week basis, they're probably the subject of ongoing reviews anyway.
Right. And that word cautious, very much on the lips of the Green Party leader and Minister for Transport, Eamon Ryan, following that late night subcommittee meeting. He spoke to reporters afterwards. This is part of what he had to say.
It'd be part of a step-by-step approach. So April, May, June, July, take it one step at a time and not, it won't be, you know, the full detailed everything. It's critical we just get the next few weeks right. Be on the path towards bringing back to normality, and that's in prospect now.
So that's Eamon Ryan there talking to RT's Paul Cunningham after that subcommittee meeting last night. Fergal, the message from NPHET, what are their concerns specifically at this point?
Well, it's no surprise that NPHET has advised on an ultra-conservative approach to government, and that there should be no major easing of restrictions. And that's entirely in keeping with their primary intent, stated intent, of protecting public health and the potential impact on the hospital service. They've pointed to daily case numbers still being too high, about 600 a day, the hospital cases high, although reducing, and vaccination levels not at a level that would allow the lifting of significant restrictions. And while daily case numbers are stable, the NPHET concern is that it could fuel another wave that could run up to the summer. And if you look at vaccination, for example, there are 3.75 million adults in the total vaccinatable population here for COVID-19 vaccine. And then by Friday, 219,500 had been fully vaccinated and 567,000 had got their first dose. So there's a long way to go. The promise is that by mid-April, all those aged 70 and older will have received their first dose. And really, at that point, you perhaps might be able to do more. I think the fundamental question is, what will get numbers down significantly in the next 4 to 8 weeks that hasn't been tried over the last 13 weeks of level 5 lockdown. You'd have to say, you know, the toolbox looks empty, except, I suppose, for the door lock. No one can promise what exactly another 4 to 8 weeks of level 5 would deliver. And that's a difficult position.
And in terms of vaccination, Fergal, the second quarter, as it's talked about, April, May and June in lay people's terms, what are we expecting during those months? Because the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is approved, its delivery is expected, but not until later in those 3 months.
Well, if the commitments of government are met, there should be a significant change in the atmosphere and the situation in the country. I mean, on the basis of the basic figures, the government's promised 1 million doses in April, 1 million in May, 1 million in June. If you add that on top of what's been given out already, I mean, you'd have to say there'd be no reason why at least 80% of the vaccinated population wouldn't have got their first dose by June. Indeed, many should have got their second dose. So those are the targets that have been set out. And as we look at it now, I think vaccine supply seems to have receded somewhat as a problem. So the only big issue then will be that with the massive volumes of doses coming into the country, that the system will have sufficient vaccinators and will have the systems efficiently in place to deliver that scale of vaccination over the next three crucial months.
Micheál, back to you, because in the past there were different views within Cabinet, those pushing for a quicker reopening versus those who didn't, who wanted to go slower. Do those divisions still exist on any level?
I think it was interesting that there was some discussion last night about the return of click and collect for non-essential retail. It's not sure if that's likely to figure later on today, but that is something that some ministers feel strongly about. I think it's interesting to know, too, away from the cabinet level, some of the contributions yesterday, the prominent Fianna Fáil Senator Timmy Dooley in the Senate talking about the restrictions and saying as they currently stand they're no longer enforceable and that people should not be made criminals of was his quote. Also, Fianna Fáil Junior Minister Robert Troy taking issue with the increased number of Garda checkpoints around Dublin yesterday evening, saying that it delayed essential workers on their way home from work and that it's something that wouldn't allow for community buy-in. I think those kind of tensions illustrative of where some in government are at this point.
And are they aware of how people view this in terms of this contract, if you want to put it like that, that we, the public, do everything that we can to keep the case numbers down and to take pressure off the hospital system? And then on the government side, they do everything they can to get the vaccinations into people's arms.
Yeah, I think it is regarded that vaccination is the key strategy, but also trying to keep severe restrictions in place for a number of weeks yet. That seems to be the focus, and working in kind of short periods for the next number of weeks, things changing by the week, but not for some time yet. So that is going to be the challenge for the government and for the Taoiseach today, to say that it may be some time yet before there are major restrictions, but that the prospect of normality is in sight and the vaccines are on the way. That is the key promise that government are going to have to make. But there is another realisation too, and that is that many people are finding it extremely difficult at this point to stay within the restrictions, and an awareness from constituency level of TDs and ministers that the levels of compliance anecdotally may not be what they were some time back.
And Fergal, just a final thought from you on a wider story, I suppose, that's been there since last Friday, since Craig Hughes' story in the Irish Daily Mail, The Beacon. What is the latest there in terms of the investigation into what took place?
Well, we don't have a timescale for it, but last night Beacon Hospital said it had established an independent review of the vaccination of teachers at its vaccination centre. And it's being conducted by Eugene McCaig. He's former managing partner and chairman of Arthur Cox, and he's also a former board member of the HSE. And we're told it'll ascertain all the facts and ensure due process. So when the review is complete, the non-executive members of the hospital board will consider the findings and take any necessary actions that are necessary. So we'll have to wait and see. The hospital did unreservedly apologise last night again to patients, staff and the wider community. And earlier in the day, the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, had written to the hospital looking for a review and a full account of what occurred.
OK, thank you both very much indeed. Our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers, our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.